Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right. Did you catch that? Mike, are you there?
Yes, I'm there. I don't know where we got cut off.
What happened? You were cut off for about a minute. Hang tight. I'm going to play a quick... I'm going to play a quick song, but before I do that, I have an announcement that we need to make right away, and that is my dear friend, Pastor Mosley, Benny Mosley, had passed away, and this Saturday, the 25th of March, is going to be his funeral service. His funeral service will be held at Remedy Church. That's the Remedy Church at 1700 Britton Road. That's 177 Britton Road, and that's in Akron, Ohio. That's this coming, I don't know if I'm reading this writing right. Heather, can you tell me, does that Britton Road there? Someone had written down the announcement and...
Looks like it.
Yeah, it looks like Britton Road. 1700 Britton Road in Akron, Ohio, and the zip is 44312. So now, for more information, you can call Elder Barkley at 216-214-5140. That's 216-214-5140. And that, again, is you remember hearing Pastor Benny Mosley on the radio program many times in the past. He went home to be with the Lord, and our big, most sincere condolences to all of his family and friend. And so... Yeah, go ahead and no. The song you're gonna play would be "Trump Won." Do Trump Won?
Thank you.
All right, we are back, and we have Mike Gill with us tonight. And Mike, you know what you said? We don't have 2 years. You're absolutely right. If given the communists, and that's what we're talking about, the Antichrist Communist Party, enough time, they'll completely destroy this country. I have no doubt in my mind that because of the way that they have weakened our military, and what has been taking place, we don't have 2 years. We've got to do something soon, don't we? We've got to take our country back, don't we?
We've got to do it now, and we do it internally. We lose our country by the corruption inside our country. By being weak, by being corrupt, we are acceptable to that blackmail and extortion. Remember I said blackmail and extortion is what rules this country, because these people are corrupt. They are extortable. Look at Biden. I mean, so in other words, we look at it, and we never ask the second question. We say, he has a record of lying. He has a record, and now we have evidence of him taking. He's the big guy in Biden's computer. So why aren't we taking the next step?
We don't have a Justice Department. That's the problem. We don't. They own the Justice Department. And you're right,
but
they own...
The Justice Department own them. They're pulling the strings. The FBI's pulling the strings. The Department of Justice is pulling the strings. And they're pulling the strings for foreign powers. That's what I'm telling you. The FBI is in the distribution of drugs. They're using the Coast Guard to turn around and bring shipments into this country. That's what I'm telling this. This is what President Trump's got to understand. We can't wait. This isn't about an election. This is about the fight in our hands right now. It has the Pandora Papers. That is a blueprint of all that is taking money. The banking system collapses.
So where's he going to go? Who's he going to go to with the Pandora Papers?
I can tell you exactly where. You ready?
Ready.
To the American people. Give us the names. We want to know the names of the corrupt governors who sold us out to drug cartels. We want the senators. We want the congressmen. We want the cartels themselves. Look at the people of Arizona standing up, and I'm working with them. And you know what they found? They found that their politicians are corrupt and bought and paid for. And who did the bought and pay for? The Sinaloa cartel. But again, they didn't quite understand, and I'm trying to tell them. The American cartel, that's your distribution. That's your money laundering. Those are the guns that go to Mexico. Those come from our country. We are the biggest cartels in the world. We're protected, and they work with the FBI and the Department of Justice. Look who's going after Trump. That's the power of this. And if they can go after a past president, someone where half the country is following, you turn around and they can't go after you. They went after me. I know exactly how it worked. We all become targeted. Why do you think they took over social media? Why do you think the FBI, and again the FBI, everything that is filthy and dirty have set their fingerprints on, including that laptop, including Twitter, including Facebook. If they owned the media, what would be the next strategic plan of attack? Control social media. Why? We're in a war, right? What happens in the first thing you do in a war? You cut the communications off on your enemy. And we are the enemy. Those communications allow us to organize and communicate and form our own strategy. Instead, they use the social media as a tool to divide us and separate us.
Well, that's true, but for the most part, the socialist media is, you know, they're losing credibility at a rapid rate. But let me ask you this, because, you know, you see every day there's hearings, and we're watching hearings, and some of the hearings are legitimate. I've watched Jim Jordan and going after some of these people. I've watched enough. The problem of it is they don't have a Justice Department to take this to. Like, Fauci should be tried for murder, for genocide, and as with us others. So now, why can't they take them directly to the courts? There got to be, I mean...
Right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
On the courts.
Yeah, most of them.
Oni show.
Yeah.
We're watching a soap opera on TV. Think about this. They don't know what I know. They don't know what I'm telling you and the people. I mean, of course they know. Why do you think I'm so blocked and screened? These are performances. You're watching soap operas. Think about this. You ready? Let's measure results. Stop promising. There's no promises. It's getting things done. Who went to jail from the swamp? Nobody. You see all these hearings? Are this new? Have we not seen the FBI in these hearings previous? Did we not see the hearings with the Russian investigation? Who went to jail? Nobody. Pay attention to what gets done, not the appearances. Nothing gets done. You don't think the feds know what the situation with the banking department? The Treasury is a part of it. The IRS is part of it. The IRS can see you move $600, and they can't see trillions moving across this country in cartel-owned banks and assets. The people of Arizona are waking up that the real estate market, the houses and homes and commercial property are owned by cartels and corrupt politicians. New Hampshire, the head of the cartel, Dick Akinoff, he's the largest real estate holder, the largest commercial real estate holder, businesses, casinos, strip clubs, treatment centers, hospice care. Are you kidding me? It is as clear as day. Has anybody else watched the series Ozark on Netflix? They're putting it in your face. Casino gambling, riverboat gambling. And you know what the last show was? How they were controlling the voting by voting machines. They're telling you this all exists. It become entertainment. I mean, it's that obvious. Woody Harrelson goes on Saturday Night Live and turns around and tells you, the cartel's telling you when to wake up, telling you what to do. He's trying to reach out. And you know why they're vague like that? Because the network shut them down. This is how big this is. This is the money supply. You want to know if the FBI are vulnerable?
Yeah.
The average FBI.
When I talk to and watch quite a bit of opinions out there, and, you know, we have moved into a different so-called industrial age, and it's all about, you know, the military-industrial gun and drug and trafficking business. We don't really produce anything like we did as a country, you know, especially the baby boomers remembering the 50s, 60s, 70s. And so replacing an economy with complete corruption is what has happened. And it's been a long time coming. You know, we've known about people selling out in politics for years, and it just seemed like it was somebody here or there. But today, you know, it's what makes the economy go. And so I think a lot of these people that are involved in it just figure, well, this is just the way it is today, and we can't really change it because it's what's making the world go around. And that's when Jesus came in and flipped the money changer tables over, right? Because they were cheating the people, and they weren't being honest with the people about where the money was going and the usury they were making off of the money at right there in the temple. And he said, you know, you're making my Father's house of prayer, not a merchandise bench. So, you know, it really, I mean, we've been warned in Revelation 18:23 about the merchants of pharmakia and their sorcery and their drugs. And, I mean, I have an article here another scare for everybody. They're trying to keep everybody in a very fearful and scared state. But the DEA is issuing a dire warning on fentanyl mixed with flesh-eating tronk zombie drug that they claim to have seized in 48 of 50 states. Well, how do they know all this stuff is going on out there? Boy, they're so efficient when it comes to telling us what to be fearful of. But where's their efficiency when it comes to cleaning any of this up, putting people in jail, you know, getting the stuff cleaned up? It just doesn't happen because they're all making money off of it, because that's the new way to make money. And it's really a sad thing. I even have an article here where the public transit in Portland was forced to stop to air out the fentanyl smoke because the other passengers were getting sick. There's so much fentanyl in Portland. So, the system is falling apart, and at some point it takes a sick patient that won't go help themselves or do what the good doctor says. I'm not saying they all tell you the good thing to do, but if you don't do what you know is right, eventually you have a breakdown. And, you know, the news would have you believe or perceive that this is, you know, everybody out there. Well, when you go out in your community, pretty much in most places in America, you can still go to your grocery store. You still have food on the shelves. You still, you know, yeah, we're dealing with issues with kids in school. Things are kind of, you know, flaring up here and there. But, boy, they haven't been pushed in the corner yet, and it is going to be the economic system. It is going to be bringing this money system down, this Ponzi scheme that they've been running since 1913, at least, and you know, bring in these seedy.
Well, they're going after CBDCs. The food processing plants too. I mean, they're going to. This is the, whoever controls the food controls the people, and
yeah, they're just
what
they're
Mike said. It's about complete and total control. That's what it's about.
We're going to have the worst recession in our lifetime.
Yeah, I know.
We already had the worst inflation. That was a calculation. In 1 year, they printed 60% of all the ink. All the money ever printed. That's a calculation. I was in the mortgage market. We had reverse yield curves. All the indicators were there. And now all of a sudden, now they're creating a recession coming. Now, when we're talking about pulling the corrupt money out, think about this. Nothing good comes from them cheating us and stealing our tax money. That's their wealth. That's their industry stealing from us. What do they turn around? The industry is the dark money of drug cartels and human trafficking. This is our economy. That economy is built on evil and greed.
Exactly.
Not to service the people of this country. Wouldn't you like to wake up one day to know that your tax money is using to the betterment of the people? That the drug cartels, well, maybe that money went to treatment to help children, and that all that the businesses that they open up, the real estate that they're buying, they're creating an inflated market that they control. Nothing good comes from that. So if we pull their money out of the banking system and we have certain failures, we're having failures on drug cartel banks. Then we turn around and we have a foundation. We have
right.
a foundation from there we build our country.
Right.
That's what that is the power of the economic power of this country. All they do is take and steal and kill.
Right.
That's all that they do. Do not think, and that's the people of Arizona would question, is the economy. The economy is going to be 100 times better without them. They don't service the country. They don't bring something good. It's all evil. Those treatment centers are there to have them distribute drugs, not save children. Those businesses they own are fronts to launder money. And that money is blood money of our children and their future. Nothing of that is good.
Just think if we could close out the protection rackets, that would save us a lot of money in government, right?
Okay, here's where
the FBI.
Right. Well, I think here's where you have to, Mike, here's where you have to start. You've got to start. The Bible is very clear. It says the judgment begins in the house of the Lord. And in that house, it starts in a pulpit. And people have to demand, first of all, that they have pastors that are bold pastors that are willing to get out and speak out and tell the truth. And I mean, go and confront the corruption, okay? I mean, they just confront it. And if they do that, the people will follow. They want bold pastors. Today, we don't. We've got so many effeminized pastors. It's got to start there. People are either going to have to, and
the
they
people
start.
Of Arizona are doing that. They're banding together. They're organizing. They're confronting these corrupt politicians. And what I told them to do was take their evidence. Take 100, take 200 of them, and walk over to the DEA and say, how is it the Sinaloa cartel is laundering money and buying real estate and owning politicians in our state? Then you take the same evidence, the same 200 people, the same camera, and you do the same thing to the FBI. What I'm telling you I did do, I got the largest fentanyl seizure in the history of the world. And what I'm telling you, it's all on video. An 80,000-pound tractor trailer full of fentanyl in the tons. You see me deliver the evidence. You see me give it to the DEA agent, and you see the seizure. Now, did anybody get arrested? No. Did they put it all back on the streets? Yes. But they were scared, and they saw that, and they saw you seeing me. So it can be done. But we started the Pandora Papers. That's where Trump and his platform can turn around and be the difference maker in the country. I mean, and that's where pastors around the country and organizers around the country can get past. I say, be that voice, President Trump. Turn around and say, we demand to know the names on those Pandora Papers. Why hasn't Congress told us who was this? Listen, $932 billion. And again, let's put this in perspective. The military budget in this country, which is two or three times the world, is $700 billion. That means there's more money in corruption sitting in the state of New Hampshire with those names in the Pandora Papers than the military budget of this country by about $250 billion. And let's throw South Dakota in for $300 million. And consider it $1.2 trillion. So we got a half a trillion dollars over the budget. That's the size of corruption. We know their names. We know how to find them. We know where they are. Congress has this. It collaborates right with my evidence. It's why General Flynn asked for it. We could start with General Flynn. What are you doing with Mike Gill's evidence?
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, because that's the reason they went after him, because he was going to use those Pandora Papers, I believe, to take down, and he was going to take down Obama, he was going to take down Hillary, and others with him all along the way. And I think that's the reason they went after Flynn, because he was in the position he could have done that. He had the goods. He had the evidence there.
And why didn't he do it?
Well, that's a good question. Why didn't he do it?
I have the same question, because I knew he was going to do it. The plan in getting this evidence from me, you know where Flynn got the evidence from? Me.
Yeah.
He didn't have it. I was on it for 10 years. Why do you think Flynn put that in? And I have it in writing. I have it in text messages. I posted that. He asked me for my $50 million. You see a 15-page affidavit? I gave them the Pandora Papers. He got it from me. And no one's denying that, including him.
Why did he go to jail? Of course, they threatened to go after his son.
Yeah.
So he.
What I gave it to him was after the election. I gave it to him in December, late November, December of 2020. And then what happened was January 6th. That's what flipped that around. Again, poor strategy. You telegraph an event, allowing the FBI and whatever other agencies, including foreign, to create that situation. And that changed everything. So bad calculation again. He's sitting on that evidence now.
So how do we get it? How do we get it? I mean, if we
make a demand of him to turn around and bring it forward. And turn around, we demand an investigation of the Pandora Papers in the state of New Hampshire. We investigate the head of the cartel, Dick Aganos. We investigate, put under oath, James O'Keefe and Aaron Day. We turn around and investigate Bill Shaheen. Let me remind everybody who Bill Shaheen is now. He was the chair of Hillary Clinton. His wife, Senator Shaheen, and the controlled Senator Hassan, were VP candidates for Biden. All right, so now let's think logically. If you were Biden, if you were the Clintons, who were your most trusted allies? The Shaheens. So if they're the architect of what is the Pandora Papers, doesn't it make sense that you have your most trusted ally guarding your money, considering that is where you were the most vulnerable? You can do this, think about, flip this a million times, and you come back to exactly that. That's what makes this so important. And when Sununu took the keys from Shaheen, he immediately is running for president of the United States. What gets people elected in this country? Blackmail and extortion. Do you know anything that will blackmail people more than their money? Think about this. They're going to control you with your money, you know, digital currency. They're going to control you by the IRS. You can control them by the money that they stole. Because here's the question. You ready? Here, the favorite word for these politicians is called plausible deniability. Okay? Here's the thing. President Biden, how did you get $2 billion? It says it right here. This is yours. How did you earn that? Hillary Clinton, where did you get $5 billion? It's the questions they can't answer. Remember they say numbers don't lie? It's the way to catch them all, including the FBI and the agents.
So
it's
what
the
do
same
you think?
Secrets. You know what a corrupt cop? No, he wasn't corrupt. He was working. I'll say he was working in the Lawrence Police Department. He came to me as an informant, and he told me, he said, Mike, he goes, the whole police station is corrupt. The mayor's corrupt. And he goes, there's not much we can do. But you know what he said to me? Very important. He goes, you know how you catch them all? I go, no, how? He goes, check out what houses they own. He was from Lawrence. There's a town called Andover, which is a multi-million-dollar town for homes. He goes, why are the Lawrence cops all have homes in Andover? There it was.
Right.
They're living in mansions. Street cops. He goes, that's
now,
how you catch them. It's also
Mike,
how
do you
catch the FBI.
What do you think would happen if nobody would comply with their CBDC rollout? Would that take their money system down?
In the cartel up in New Hampshire? They're cops. 71,000 a year. You can turn around and have a family of four with a car payment. They can't afford a mortgage. They're not corruptible? Of course they're corruptible. That's exactly how it happened. Bought and paid for. And no one's going to know. Why? Because your boss is on the take. The highest levels of the FBI, the Justice Department, our own Attorney General Barr and Sessions from there. The corruption is always the worst at the top. Otherwise, it all collapses. So you know what they all know, the street cops to the FBI agent? They're all getting rich. Why not me? And there it is. And they own the courts. Who's going to prosecute you? Who's going to arrest you? It's unchecked. That's the business. Unchecked.
Yeah. All right. We're coming up to a break. And when we come back, I wanted to say, okay, where do we start? Right now, and you're talking about these papers, I'm going to appoint you president when we come back, and you tell me You're in the White House. What do we do from here? We'll be back right after this.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. Freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now. And we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again. And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. Is right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more flack. And we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore.
No, we're not going to take it. A lot of us have been fighting for a long time. We haven't been taking it. We've been pushing back all across this country and locally. Now, we see, but even the opposition, even those out there, the deep state, they have to realize that eventually the country is going to implode, and they're here too. Is the mindset, well, you know, I'm going to get what we can, live the best, you know, rob the people, now, and maybe the country will last until after we're gone, okay? And that could be the mindset of many of these politicians. We see right now Joe Biden is the most corrupt person that's ever occupied that White House. We know that for a fact. And we know that the entire crime syndicate out there. And so now it's up to America to say, we've had enough. The American people have got to just, you're better dead than red, okay? You're better to die on your feet than live on your knees as slaves. And so we have to all stand and fight back and take this country back piece by piece. Now, listen here.
Now, we're not calling for violence.
Okay.
I'm going to put that disclaimer
Here's what I'm saying. Okay. We have no obligations. We have no obligation at all. And when people tell you, well, now, we know there's a problem with the FBI, but you still have to give them respect. No, you don't. You do not recognize them as a legitimate organization. They have lost all legitimacy. They have lost you. In fact, it would be wrong to acknowledge or give them any acknowledgement as legitimacy. And that goes for the IRS. That goes for the CIA. And it really goes for the Justice Department. We do not. It would be a wrong. In fact, it would be a sin. Just read Matthew chapter 24. Start down with verse 16 and read down. To give them any acknowledgement of any credibility, of any legitimacy, they have gone rogue. They have gone corrupt. And so you are not obligated. You are not obligated to obey them because they have got. They are totally and completely lawless and corrupt, and they've got. They may have power. Anyone who's got a gun's got power, but they've got no authority. So what does Mike Gill say?
Oh, I've got a plan. When I ran, remember I told you, I said, the state government is a mirror of the federal government. And when I ran for governor, I had an exact plan, and I told it to the people, which is why the corrupt tried to murder me 3 times in 13 days. So the answer of what I would do is also what I would have had Trump do. First, ready?
Ready.
I would turn around and bring in a military tribunal. I would turn around and make hand select these individuals, knowing that there was once called the untouchable. Well, the untouchable. I then would take over the Attorney General's office with this military tribunal. We would have our own investigations, as we would have done in the state of New Hampshire, in what I said, because the Attorney General's office is the heartbeat of the judicial system. Now, what I would do is real simple. I would turn around and I would offer immunities one time only. And we are going to be very generous. We are going to be very forgiving. We might even let some people keep their jobs in certain positions, such as clerks of courts, things. But just as generous as we're going to be equally vengeful, meaning we will have you rot in a cage. We will try you for treason. We'll treat cartel members as serial killers and be treated accordingly. So just as generous we're going to be, is we're going to be that as harsh. Now, we're going to have people stand up. Now, who's first? Who's first? Who wants to be forgiven? Here's the term. You tell us everything. Everything. If we find out you're not telling us everything, we will try you right next to that drug cartel member. You give us everybody. And from there, we start building. And listen, this is what I know about this evil. They turn around. They're not brave. They're cowards. They're bullies. This is about saving themselves. It's the perfect nature of the immunity. They will line up. You're going to have to slap them to stop talking. When I was running for governor, I already had them lining up. I already had immunities. I already had deals in place. This place was going down. It can be done. And that's how to do it. You have them turn on one another. And once they start seeing a few line up, they're going to say, well, he knows about me. They're going to be next in line. Again, you got to be forgiving. And it's going to be hard to swallow some of these immunities. I understand it. But you're going to have to do is pull this out by the roots. And that's what we do. So it's a one-time thing. We won't be forgiving again. And if you're guilty of the same crime again, believe me, you'll wish you weren't. But the thing here is you open that door, it can be done. President Trump, that's exactly what he's got to do. You know, when he's saying all this about the Justice Department, the Treasury, the IRS, you don't think they'll turn on one another? And think about this.
Aren't they kind of doing that now? Because you had 30-something FBI whistleblowers now that have come out, and some of them are being kept on the back. So, I mean, this is happening on a small scale. I understand they had a number of also the Department of the DOJ come out. But we got a major problem because, again, we have the Department of Defense is the ones behind this, and we don't, as far as I know, we haven't had any whistleblowers on a large scale come out of there. So,
and the whistleblowers who aren't deep inside know the least. But think about this. That's why you need a hand-picked tribunal. Let's call them the untouchables. And that we take the power out of all these agencies' hands. We put them in a military. I mean, they shoot people for treason, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I say we bring that back. This is treason. Treason. We're being sold out to foreign countries.
Yeah, that's what
we
Trump find mentioned.
Out that we were attacked with COVID. I mean, that's treason. That's murder.
Right. Now, Trump mentioned three or four talks ago when he does his little promos that, you know, it would be same-day execution. So he's talking about tribunals there. I think it's like trying to turn the Titanic on a dime to try to get people on board, to try to get people turned around, to get people to believe that this is really happening and has happened to our country. Some people just, you know, really are in denial. I mean, the people that are doing it are in denial that they're even doing this to our country. So imagine...
You know who doesn't believe in corruption? The corrupt.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
No, the narcissist and the psychopath always say, it isn't me. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, this is... I know what you're saying about the Titanic. I understand it. But I think it's a misconception because I think you're hearing the media. You're hearing the tools of division. I think the majority of us love our children and want a future for our children. I think they see human trafficking as an evil. I see this fentanyl and is the leading cause of death for young people under the age of 14 as something that's going to be stopped. So
right. But, you know, one thing to keep in mind is, you know, we're dealing with these powers in high places, is that these merchants of sorcery, how many people are on prescription drugs, on pharmaceuticals? And we think those are legal, so they're okay to take. But really, how many people are really in their right minds? We used to call it, have you taken leave of your senses years ago? And I think people don't realize they have taken leave of their senses. They aren't thinking anymore. They aren't critically thinking anymore. They're just kind of, you know, numbed out, zombied out by medications that they don't even realize. They're so used to it. And it's been happening on such an incremental basis. I mean, for heaven's sakes, they're even, destroying our food, poisoning our food. People don't realize it's the food that's making them sick a lot of times. So there's been so many angles to this war, and it really is a war from, you know, Satan's minions and his army. So we just have to realize that the truth always wins, God always wins, and we have to keep standing up for what is right.
Well, here's how we're gonna. We got to kind of end the program tonight, and this is the fact that God gives us the answer. It's an absolute sure thing if the people were smart enough to do it. And Second Chronicles 7:14, he tells you, when his people that are called by his name repent, and we're talking about, but see, the vast majority of people are so biblically illiterate, okay? And for years and years, some of us have been preaching that. Listen, you know, God will do, God always, he's the only one you can completely and totally every single time count on. If the American people, now, God has exactly what it's going to take to bring the American people, to get their attention, and I think that's what's going to happen. He's got to get their attention, and if he doesn't, then, well, the Bible's clear. It says all nations that forget their God are turned into hell, and that's where we're going to end up. But how much time do I have there, Style? Hey, Style, how much time do I have? Okay, so that's where it's at. So you've got, Mike, I want to thank you for being here tonight, but that's, I see what you're talking about. We got to fight, don't we?
We do, but I want people to understand it's winnable. That's the most dangerous enemy, is that doubt, is to make you think that they're unbeatable.
Well, I know.
I mean, you want to win a fight, you got to be in one.
Absolutely. Well, you won't fight any quit here, my friend. We realize this. The Lord Jesus said he would bring the victory, so not to worry about that part of it. But he expects us. The only way we fail is if we fail to fight. That's the only way. If we don't stand up, we lose crowns and glory for those of us that are heading towards heaven. Hal, you've got six. You've got 6 minutes, Pastor Hal. Tell the folks out there how we can avoid hell, where all of those deep staters are going to end up unless they repent. And that's a fact. That's an absolute fact.
That's right. The Bible says, what profits a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? And all these deep staters and corrupt communist traitors that we got running the government today, you know, what's it going to do them the first minute they're in hell and they don't have that stuff, their money and everything anymore? They're going to be screaming, I must have been insane. And they are, you know, to trade eternal life for, you know, to have some money to spend here. But, you know, Jesus said, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And if you want to go to heaven, you've got to do it God's way, not man's way. So a lot of religions out there, a lot of religious leaders telling you, you got to join their church and follow their rules and do these works and everything. But your good works cannot get you saved. The Bible says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. You know, when Jesus sat on that cross, God was allowing him to transfer the guilt of all your sins, all of them, onto his son Jesus, because God knew that you could not save yourself. All your good works can't wash away one sin, but the blood of Jesus Christ could wash away all your sins, no matter how bad a sinner you are. All you got to do is come to him in repentance and faith. Repentance over the fact that you're a sinner, that your sins have grieved God, and then ask Jesus to come into your heart. And he says in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. And right now you're hearing God's word. You know, his voice is his word. And he's knocking at the door of your heart even now. And the Bible says salvation is a free gift. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, God hears me talking to you right now. God knows what's going through your mind and through your heart right now. And the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call means to pray. That's you talking to God. If you want Jesus Christ to come into your heart and give you the payment he paid for you on that cross so you can have eternal life, if you want his blood to wash away your sins, the Bible says in Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So if you want Jesus to come into your heart, wash your sins away, and make you a new creature in Christ, you can do it right now, right here today. He's knocking at the door of your heart, and only you can open up that door and let him come in, and you do it through prayer for whosoever shall call. So my job as a preacher is to lead men and women to Jesus Christ. And if you want Jesus to come into your heart, what do you say? We say a simple prayer of faith. That's what is called a sinner's prayer, but that's where Romans 10:13 comes in. Because God says, if you pray, you ask him to come into your heart, for whosoever shall call shall be saved. And so how about if I pray a prayer, I'll leave you a few words at a time, and you with simple childlike faith and belief, pray with me, and God will come into your heart even now tonight. Oh, dear God, please forgive me, a sinner. I believe that Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save my soul. And Lord Jesus, I here and now ask you to come into my heart, forgive me of all my sins, and save my soul. Jesus, you said that you are the way, the truth, and the life, that no man comes to the Father but by you. And God, that's what I believe. I want to receive you into my heart right now. It's not by my church membership. It's not by church leaders. It's not by my good works. It's only through you, Lord Jesus, that I can be saved. And I here and now ask you to come into my heart and save me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, folks, if you just prayed that prayer, or that prayer or prayer like it, and you ask Jesus to come into your heart, the Bible says in 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know you have eternal life. And when he said believe on, it meant more than just believe about. That meant that you put your faith in to save you, that you may know that you have, that word have is present tense. It means right now, eternal life. So whether you died right now or died 100 years from now, your soul is going to go be with Jesus because you asked Jesus to come into your heart just now, and he did because he keeps his promises. That's how you can know you have eternal life, because God made you a promise and God cannot lie. So if you died right now and you prayed that prayer and you meant it, you have eternal life. Go ahead, Pastor.
All right, very good. I thank you very much for that. Again, the time will come when the only thing will matter to you, folks, is you're standing with the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's a reality. So remember 2 Chronicles 7:14 for our nation. It takes repentance, and we can't repent for other people, but we can certainly do it for ourselves and let them know what it needs to be done. Repentance is more than just saying, I'm sorry. It's going in the other direction, and many of you, if you haven't been involved, you need to get involved to take your country back. You take your schools back for your children. It's a horrible thing, these people, and you need to be bold. Mike, you're absolutely right. What the people need to really be for, and get in the face and out these people that have these drag queen shows and all of this stuff, people need to take our country back, don't they? You've got 30 seconds.
Again, I want them to know that we can do this. Look for the Pandora Papers to get the names of those individuals. Congress has this. We've got to get President Trump to act. This isn't an election. This is the saving of this country, and it happens now. He has the platform. I mean, let's turn around and make those demands. Have him stand up. In his latest speech, he's indicating that he does know.
So yep, you're right. We're out of time. I want to thank you for being here with us. And as we say every night at this time, good night, God bless, and always, always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.